Governor Scott has already used his emergency executive authority to authorize about $36 million for Zika preparedness efforts. And Thursday, Scott announced he's putting another $25 million in state funds toward researching a Zika virus vaccine. In a release, he says it's needed since Congress hasn't yet sent any funds to the state.
The federal government needs to become a better partner. They need to focus on research. They need to focus on getting a vaccine. Just think about it. This is for pregnant women. It's for their developing babies. Every day we don't spend more money on research and on a vaccine means somebody possibly is impacted by this. I can't imagine a child being born with microcephaly and the challenges that child's going to go through during their lifetime.
Florida now has close to 870 Zika cases. 90 of those involve pregnant women, including one officials identified Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.